Good morning and welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. This is where I share some of my inspiration and hope for the week. I'm Pastor Jordan, and I just wanted to talk to you this week about our youth group. This last weekend went to a winter retreat up in Winter Park at the YMCA camp, and we do this every year. We have a bunch of kids that go, probably, depending on the year, anywhere from 20 to 30, and we just kind of hang out. We have a certain topic we'll have throughout the weekend, whether it's we have devotions in the morning and at night. But really, the purpose of these trips is to create community, that this is a place where kids belong. That doesn't matter your status at school. It doesn't matter who your friends are and how cool you are, but this is your group. This is your community that you can go to, and all people are accepted. Now, of course, any community can fail at that. It can have times where they do very well and times where they fail. So I'm not saying we're perfect, not in any case. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this week that really encourages me is we've been asking the question of how is church still relevant to people in today's world? When you can get all the information online that you can about religion, you could watch sermons on YouTube, you can listen to them on podcasts like you are doing right now. You can curate your spiritual experience. You don't have to go to a church, but you could go to a bunch of different churches by just listening to their teachings online. So then the question comes, is church relevant? Is actually going to Sunday worship relevant? And I think through youth group, through our shared community on these weekends, you start to realize that church is one of those few places yet that a community of people who aren't necessarily family become family. And it's also going to be a place where hopefully you find a group of people that are committed to your growth, and you are committed to their growth. That it's a place where you expect more from each other, that you help each other grow, you help each other grieve, you help each other celebrate. I think that's a special thing about church. So do you have people in your life, do you have people in your church community that are helping you grow? Not just helping you keep the status quo or keeping the right dogma, the right set of beliefs or ideals, but do you have people around you who are constantly asking, how are you doing? What can I do for you? And how is your faith growing? What is giving you life? I think that's one of the best questions. If you ask the question to somebody, how's your faith growing? People kind of freeze. They don't really know how to answer that. But if you ask somebody the question, what is giving you life right now? Or what are you grateful for? That is easier to get into that whole topic of your faith, your spirituality, your connection with God, and your connection with others. So ask that question of yourself this week. Ask that of other friends and see where it takes you. And maybe if you ask that enough of your friends or colleagues, maybe they start to ask you the same questions. And then that way, you're mutually accountable to each other's growth, to your growth of love in God and love in neighbor. So that's kind of what's inspiring me this week is our youth group and how they treated each other, loved each other. And I think youth group is always kind of a microcosm of the larger church. So make sure you have a community within your church that you are connecting with and that they are committed to your growth and you are committed to theirs. Have a good week. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.